Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup for 2017. I'm Carolyn Cash, and this is our first show for the new year. Coming up later on today's show, more fake royal news. Queen Elizabeth celebrates her Sapphire Jubilee next week. Documents from King George III's reign go online. King Carl Gustaf and Queen Sylvia attend anniversary celebrations, and an update on Grace Kelly's home, so stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
One women's magazine here in Australia is once again peddling the same old story that Queen Margrethe is planning to abdicate and to hand over to Fred and Mary. Our source from the Danish Royal Palace said back in 2014 that Queen Margrethe had no plans to abdicate back then. It has been business as usual when the Queen received the President and the First Lady from Iceland on a state visit recently. This week on Tuesday, Queen Margrethe received the outgoing and incoming battalion commanders of the 2nd Battalion Princess of Wales Royal Regiment. Queen Margrethe attended the opening of the exhibition Raiders of the Story, Denifay Exhibition 2017 at the National Museum last weekend. Meanwhile, Crown Princess Mary attended events at Copenhagen Fashion Week and presented a prize at the Women's Board.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Queen Elizabeth will be passing another milestone as the first British monarch to reach her Sapphire Jubilee on Tuesday, the 6th of February. However, there will be no celebrations for the Queen, as she will be sitting in quiet contemplation behind closed doors whilst remembering her father's death on this day in 1952. King George VI died aged 56 in his sleep after suffering from lung cancer. The Queen will also spend the day, according to sources, going through her red boxes and sorting through official documents. However, she will return to London the following day, ending her winter break in Norfolk. Former Press Secretary Dickie Arbiter said, "It's important to understand that for the Queen, this marks the anniversary of the day her father died. She has always made it clear that her long reign is a consequence of her father's early death, and so it is not a day for celebration." The Queen does not expect to receive any gifts to mark her latest jubilee, but she already owns a set of blue sapphires, which were a gift from her father when she married the Duke of Edinburgh in 1947. They are known as the George VI Victorian Sapphire Suite. She loved it so much that she commissioned a matching tiara and bracelet to match in 1963, which she wore to the diplomatic reception in December last year. 5 years ago, the Queen became the second monarch after Victoria to celebrate a diamond jubilee and beat her record as our longest reigning monarch in Britain and in Commonwealth countries such as Australia, New Zealand and Canada. However, the Queen is not the first monarch to reach her 65th anniversary, as Louis XIV of France and King Bhumibol of Thailand, who passed away last year, both reached their platinum jubilees in 1713 and in 2016.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Anyone who is interested in researching the Georgian period of British history can now do so, now that it has been made available online, mostly covering George III's controversial reign. The first 33,000 pages went live on the 28th of January as part of the Georgian Papers program, which is a collaboration involving the Royal Collection Trust, King's College London, and American organisations such as the Omohundro Institute of Early American History and Culture and the Sons of the American Revolution. Most of the material comes from King George III's reign from 1760 to 1820, which sheds new light on many aspects of 18th and early 19th century life, including politics, social and economic issues. It also reveals new information about King George III, who was the last king of the American colonies and the first king of Australia. Vice President at King's College, Joanna Newman, said King George was fascinated by science, especially as the Industrial Revolution occurred during his reign. There is also material about agriculture, astronomy, religious toleration and royal child rearing. BBC Two aired a documentary which focuses on the project, which also sheds new light about King George. This documentary is yet to air in Australia. King George took a keen interest in exploration, including Captain Cook's voyages to the South Seas, including Australia and New Zealand. An abdication draft letter, which was written by George III at the time of the American War of Independence, was found among these papers. These papers had been stored in Windsor Castle's Round Tower since 1912. The floor has been now refitted to create a new research room and to cater for the digitisation process, creating access to the collection.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Carl Gustaf and Queen Sylvia visited Lund to take part in Lund University's 350th anniversary on Saturday, the 28th of January 2017. Vice Chancellor Torbjørn von Schantz and the Museum Director Patrick Amsellem welcomed the King and the Queen to the university. Celebrations began as the King and Queen reopened the Museum of Artistic Process and Public Art, which was founded in 1934 and now houses the world's largest collections of sketches, models and originals for international and Swedish public art. King Carl Gustaf and Queen Sylvia listened to a talk by the Centre for Theology and Religious Studies, Honorary Doctor Professor Hugh MacLeod, which was the university's 70th birthday present for the King. Torbjørn von Schantz presented the first copy of Lund University's Jubilee Medal to King Carl Gustaf, and the celebrations finished with the King's speech. King Carl Gustaf and Queen Sylvia also had an audience with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel during a state visit 3 days later on the 31st.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
We reported in our 28th of October 2016 show that Prince Albert of Monaco had bought his mother's childhood home in Philadelphia last year. The six-bedroom colonial-style mansion, which was built by Grace's father, John B. Kelly, in 1935, sold for 700,000 euros, or just over 1 million Australian dollars. The house has a sign saying it is a historical landmark in Philadelphia, especially as it was where Prince Rainier proposed to Grace Kelly in 1956, an event which changed her life forever. Prince Albert bought the house after the previous owner died. Unfortunately, this owner was a hoarder with several cats and dogs, so the house needed some repairs before it can be opened to the public, which could happen in 2018 or even earlier. According to a source, Prince Albert flew to Philadelphia to see the house. He said he hadn't seen the house in a good many summers, and some of it is in relatively good shape. The previous owner hadn't touched some parts in 40 years, whilst other parts needed work. The house will become a museum and also serve as the office for the branches of the Princess Grace Foundation and Monaco's Princess Grace Irish Library. They will work in collaboration with Villanova University to plan public programs including lectures, readings, concerts and children's activities. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.